Tonight, if you have your Bibles, just stand with us, please, reverence reading the Word of God. Turn to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter number 9. We'll be real brief tonight. Actually, this is a good crowd for Walmart and Kroger night. On Friday nights, boy, I'm telling you. Usually you're pretty thin.
Yeah.
About as thin as chicken teeth. Because Walmart and Kroger, they draw. All right, verse number 1 of 2 Samuel chapter number 9. David said, "Is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" There was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." The king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him?" Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet." The king said unto him, "Where is he?" Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machar, the son of Amiel in Lodabar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machar, the son of Amiel from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "Behold thy servant." David said, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Father, we thank you tonight for this opportunity. Privilege being able to come this way one more time, this side of eternity.
Yes.
Lord, we pray tonight for guidance. We pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Lord, realize we're nothing within ourselves. And God, we can do nothing except thy anointing will be upon us.
Yes.
God, we've come depending on you,
yes,
not upon our goodness, upon what we are able to do, but God, upon what thou art able to do.
Yes.
I pray tonight, God, thou would give liberty, especially, Lord, to be one in our midst tonight, God's unsaved. Lord, thou will be merciful unto them, yes, one more time. Yes. There be those tonight, God, sitting here that's in a cold and every condition. I pray, Lord, you'll just touch their hearts and help them to realize there is revival for their soul.
Yes.
God, use us now just for a few moments, Lord. And I pray you'll bless the word for the right word's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen.
Amen.
Let me preach tonight. I said I'll be just as brief as the Holy Spirit will let us be. Want to preach on from Lodabar to a king's table.
Amen.
From Lodabar to a king's table.
Amen.
I begin to read about this, what David had done here. And I thought, that reminds me of a lost person. And David had, Saul and Jonathan had both died out.
Yeah.
And David had made a covenant one time with Jonathan, and he wanted to keep what the covenant he'd made.
Yeah.
So he sent and asked, is there any left in the house of Saul that I may show mercy's sake for Jonathan, may show kindness for Jonathan's sake? And so there was a servant of Jonathan named Ziba, and he sent and told David, he said, "David," and when he come to David, David said, "Is there any left?" He said, "Jonathan had a son, but said, he lame on both feet." In other words, Jonathan said, Ziba said unto David, said, "Jonathan's got a son, but said he can't do no good for you. He can't serve in the army. He can't do any good to help him. He's a man that's down in Lodabar. He's a man that he's crippled on both feet. He can't be no help." But David said, "I want you to send and get him anyway." Ain't you glad for the time that the King of Glory sent an invitation up down to your house? I mean, we were crippled by sin, but there was no difference in nothing about Mephibosheth. He was crippled, and ain't gonna be of the benefits of David. But I consider myself as a cripple. Sin had me crippled, but thank God to see it. A king sent an invitation to my house.
Yeah.
He said that I could come to be saved. And he said, "Come to my house."
Yeah.
So David had sat down in Lodabar.
Yeah.
Lodabar is a type of sin.
Yeah.
Jonathan's son looked down in Lodabar. Mephibosheth down there, could you imagine him hurrying? When Ziba come in, they
glory. There's a man by the name of Jesus. That's willing to save you if you just come. Repenting your sin. Accept the blood shed on Calvary. Well, you're missing your sin. You can be saved. So I can just imagine what the fellowship of the thought. It probably made him afraid. He thought, what on earth David wanted to see me first? So he got up and took him to David's house. How about that holding up there and the cone he laid on his feet? At 5 years of age, his nursemaid began to drag him up to run. And she fell and he crippled him. Now listen to me tonight. But thank God he was headed for something. He didn't know what he's headed for. When I got saved, I didn't know what all was in store for me. But stop, you know, the night I got saved, and I say this tonight, I got saved for the simple reason I didn't want to go to hell. I know if I died lost, hell was going to be my destiny. And I didn't want to die lost and go to hell. I'm glad that after I got saved, I seen the reason I got saved. I seen the benefit of salvation. I seen what Jesus did on the Calvary. But the simple fact is, I got saved because of hell. Because I was scared to death, I was going to hell.
See Mephibosheth, he come. He couldn't work to sustain his needs.
Yeah.
He wasn't rich.
Much more.
Off down out of Israel in Lodabar. Now he was of kinship. His grandfather, Saul, was king of Israel.
Yeah.
But here David was because of his circumstances. Let me show you what the world will do for you. The world will cause you to I'll be out down there somewhere crippled up.
Yeah.
Sin will cause you to be crippled.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad this Lord? A king will come by.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He wasn't able. He wasn't able to do anything for himself. But David said, let me tell you something about himself. Hey, you're going to sit at my table.
Yeah.
I continue. You'll be at my table. He said, who am I? I'm just a dead dog. Father, why have you took notice of me? He said, because of a covenant.
Yeah.
I made with God one day. Because of what Jonathan and David had done prior to this event is the reason that David showed kindness to Mephibosheth.
That's right.
Do you know why God showed kindness to you?
Amen. Yes, thank God.
Because the king.
Yeah.
Because of what Jesus done.
Yeah.
I heard Billy Mitchell preaching one time and he said, listen,
He said, now, stranger come to my door.
Yeah.
He knocked on my door and I wouldn't let him in. I didn't know him. Said, I no way, form or fashion, would I open my door to him. But his boy's name, Wade Mitchell. But he said, if Wade comes to the door with that man,
yeah.
And he said, Dad, this man wants to stay all night, I'd say, come on in.
Yeah.
Why would he do that? Because his son,
yeah.
His son said, now I know him. Yeah. He's all right. Thank God I found Jesus.
Yeah.
But look at the devil still accusing me on earth. Oh. He takes me before the court of God. But Jesus said, Father, that's mine. I paid the debt. I said, the blood prayer. Thank God for giving me my sin. All because of Calvary.
Amen.
From Lodabar to a king's table.
Amen.
From a nobody
yeah.
to a somebody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, brother.
Could you imagine people probably seen old Mephibosheth out? They said, Mephibosheth, how you doing? He said, I'm doing just fine. I'm sitting at a king's table.
Amen.
I'm going in a king's house.
Yeah.
That's what I tell folks. I may not have a brand new house.
That's
may not drive $100,000 automobile, but I'm doing just fine.
Yeah.
All because I'm dwelling in a king's house, and I'm eating from a king's table.
Yeah.
And there's nothing no better than to sit at the table that God spread
for you.
Right. That's right.
Bless him more.
Glad God kept nothing.
Yeah.
Make something out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Moses tried to make excuses. When God called him to go down into Egypt off the backside of the desert, he said, Lord, I'm stammering tongue.
Yeah.
I just can't go. I can't speak. I ain't eloquent enough.
Come on.
And he said, anyway, who am I going to tell them I get down there? Shut me down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, you just tell them that I am.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Take somebody as ignorant as this fellow that was. Make a little something out of
him.
I am by false, I am what I am. I'm by the grace of God. From a nobody to a somebody. From Lodabar to a king's table.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Invitation from a king to come and dwell. I like that, don't you? Look here, about three things I jotted down in here. Here's what he said to Ziba. He said, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. You're a king's son.
Amen,
you're a king's daughter tonight.
Amen.
If you've been saved by grace, by the blood of the Lamb, you belong to him.
Amen.
And you're a child of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. You're either a child of God or you're a child of devil.
That's right.
Amen. I told this best father one time, made him mad. We was working together and I said, we was talking out all the time trying to get to go to church. I told him one time, he said, oh, I believe in God. I said, yeah, you do. You believe in God? I said, but it's up here. I had to take measure on the side and tell you that measure. You might have learned it's 17 inches. I said, you like 17 inches, you've been saved. I said, there get to learn. You reason I said you're a child of the devil. Oh, made him mad. I said that's what the Bible says. You're either a child of God or you're the devil.
Yes,
I was of the devil for over 20 years.
Amen.
20 years the devil ruled my life.
Yeah.
I thank God tonight I can claim the victory. And I can
I'm
a child of the king.
Amen.
Come over now, Cat.
Amen. Amen. Good grief.
Thank you.
Good grief. Bless you more.
Morning I got saved. Never will forget this. We was building, putting a roof on a store. This old man that I was working for was a moonshiner. He'd bring a quart of moonshine every morning. And he'd put peppermint candy down in it and turn it color. And they'd pass that around before we ever went on the ladder to go up on the building to work. Boy, I'd got saved that night and I thought, now what am I going to do when that jug comes for me? I usually got my share of it. So they come by me and I said, no, please. He went on by and he said, well, what on earth's wrong with you? Said, that woman got you apprehended. I said, there's something greater than a woman got hold of me. I said, I got saved. They said, you done what? I said, I got saved. They said, well, it won't last. You just got a case of new better.
Come on, come on.
I've had a case of new better for over 45 years.
Amen, Lord.
still doing that.
And I'm still sitting in the king's seat.
Right.
He's provided me ever
right.
since.
Lord.
Never had a need. But he didn't supply. I said a need. I didn't say a want.
Right.
Never had a need that he didn't supply.
That's right. Right.
Why? Because he's my father. You know what we come asking, he's going to do it.
Right.
I went into a barbershop in Jamestown one day, the old barbershop, nice barbershop set out there. And I know this doctor come in, he had two little twin boys. They were probably about six, seven year old, and they come in. You mean you don't remember them old coke machines? You put a quarter in, you had to slide that thing out about a half dozen girth. Then it come out, and you had to open the lid on it. That's what they had in that barbershop. And back then, they cost a quarter. And we were sitting there, I was in the barber chair, and I seen that doctor sit down, and two little boys sit down beside of him. One of them looked over at him directly, and I said, now the barber had quit, and he was finally clicking around with some scissors, and I heard that little bird, he was asking for a quarter. He shook his head no. He couldn't have one. So he just scooted back over to his brother, and you could see the countenance of his face, it dropped. And they got their heads together, and they talked a few minutes, and they swapped seats. This one got over here, and that one got over there. This one slid right over by daddy, and I seen him look up like this, boy, and I mean, he knows how he's done. Hey, the expression on his face! I mean, boy, he was humble. And he asked daddy, please, could we have a quarter? Guess what? The old daddy run his hand, it's how you ask. Hey,
yeah! Praise the Lord!
So I'm no longer in Lodabar. I'm in the King's Station.
Yeah.
I remember over in the Brook of Ruth, there's a family.
Yeah.
Imelech and Naomi.
Yeah.
They had two sons, Malon and Chalon.
Come on.
They decided to become a family in the land, and they left out. That's where a lot of madness is.
Yeah.
You live up for in a church, they look, have a little fuzz in the church, and they just up and leave. See, that's what they've done. They said they're the family. We need to go from. Guess where they went? Went into Moab. That wasn't the place to be.
Right.
Moab was an incest, a son of Lot, the incest. That's what it was. He was the father of the Moabites.
Right.
And they even had no business with the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the marriage wasn't strictly disallowed, but it had a lot of strict unions on it.
Right.
A lot of strict things on it. So what they done, they went down into Moab. Got down to Moab, and next thing you know, Imelech died out.
Yeah.
Now they stayed 10 years and find him alone. And Shalom, they died. They had married two Moabite girls, though.
Yeah.
One Orpah and one Ruth. They married two Moabite girls. They had no children. But 10 years, they died out.
Yeah.
Our Ruth was, she had nothing. Our Naomi was, she had nothing.
Yeah.
She didn't have a thing, but she heard something. She got news in the back of Bethlehem, Judea, that there was bread again.
Back yes.
Home. She decided to go back home.
Yes, sir.
That's what these lot of folks need to get back home.
Yes,
a lot of folks need to get out of hot pen.
Yes,
get back to the Father's house.
Yes.
That's not where the blessings are.
Amen.
Yes.
So she told her daughter-in-law, said, you return to your mother's house.
Yeah.
And they wept, and they wept, and carried on tiny one of them. She wept, and Orpah did, and she returned. But Ruth was iron, and she said, entreat me not to leave.
Yeah.
She said, I want to go away. She said, thy God will be my God.
Yeah.
Our people will be my people. Whether you're married, should I be married. And she suffered to go with her. I didn't get her to stay, but she went. But listen, God was in the arrangement.
Yes.
Yeah. God was in the plan.
That's
right. I can't find no beautiful picture of Christ in the bride in this, this story about you.
Yes,
so what they do? They went into Bethlehem, Judea, his barley season. And out of Mosaical law, if you had a field of barley, or if you had a field of whatever you was gathering, the winters in them days, they didn't have welfare. They didn't have food stamps. They didn't have none of that. They had to run over and hook up on them. What their welfare program was, if 10 people had them fields, they left the corn. And when the reapers went through the field, them old winter women got to go behind them and glean whatever they left behind.
Yeah, right.
That was their old bit of trouble nowadays.
Yeah, you know,
you tell all these teenagers on welfare and on food stamps, too sorry to work, wouldn't taste pie. It tastes pie in the pie.
Amen, brother.
It was $25 fare. Somebody say amen. Don't get mad. I'm just telling you like it is. I've worked ever since I was out high. I'm still working at it.
Amen.
But what they done, they landed in our barley season. And so Ruth went out to find a place to glean. She was a widow. Naomi was a widow. She was trying to sustain both of them. So she went out to find a place. And it was no such accident that she landed on a field that belonged to a man by the name of Boaz. That type of Christ.
Yes.
And as she was a gleaning,
Boaz came to the field. God caused the love spell to come over Boaz.
Yes, amen.
They seen Ruth out there gleaming. And he asked his reapers, he said, who is that out there? They said, well, that's that Moabite girl that come up here with Ruth out in the land of Moab. And he heard about her coming to her and what she done. So he said and told her, he said, listen, said, come over here and said, abide by my name. Don't that say I've got a place for it.
Yes,
yes, God, hear by my name. And she said, I've instructed the young men to turn off the country. Hey, and said, when you get thirsty, he said, just come and drink of the water that's been drawn right here.
Amen.
You go, out, go find your own way. Just come right there. Hey, don't that sound like Lord? Hey, you got saved, and God put you on that same time.
Yeah, amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, he didn't talk to her. She said, who am I that I should find grace on thy side?
Yeah, come on.
Who am I? Yeah. He said, I've heard about you leaving your land in nativity.
Yeah, man.
Leaving your father and your mother. All that you done for Ruth.
Praise
he said, God's going to reward you under whose wings you come to trust.
Yes.
God's going to reward you for what you've done.
Yes.
You lost over her and you come back up here.
Right.
God's going to reward you. God didn't stop there. He just kept the thing rolling. He kept the thing rolling. I mean, finally he fell in love with Ruth and married Ruth. Go to your genealogy and read about it.
Right.
Where do you find your pattern in the genealogy of Christ?
Yes.
You'll find Boaz and Ruth.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Who come out of that? Jesse.
Yes.
Who come out of that? Me. I'm talking coming from a nobody to somebody.
Yes.
He come out of Moab.
Right.
Come up Bethlehem, Judea. I must not marry the man. Look here. Here's what he done. Back in under the law, you redeem the next of kin have to redeem what you had lost.
Right.
You can think about that just a minute.
Yes,
the next of kin. No, he said he searched heaven.
That's right.
He says first it was done. Found worthy.
That's right.
To redeem us.
Amen.
You remember when old John stood on the Isle of Patmos?
Yes, sir.
They had that seven seal book.
Mm-hmm.
And no man was found worthy to open that loose to seal their line. And old John began to weep.
Right.
Angel said, we not, John. But there's one in that for me.
Yeah.
Guess what? Hey, he called him a lion. But guess what? When John opened his eye and looked, guess what he seen? He didn't see a lion. He seen a lamb. Look, he seen a lamb. Hey, John the Baptist looked up on the hillside of Jordan. Baptized in the river, said even. He said, behold the Lamb of God. That takes away the sins of the world.
Amen.
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 Thank
Praise
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Next of kin had to do the redeeming.
That's right.
No man. That's why Jesus came to be born of a virgin of a Mary. Had to be flesh.
That's right.
Adam lost in the garden.
Yes.
Not only did he lose fellowship with God, do you know the earth was cursed? Man
right.
was cursed.
Yes.
The earth was cursed.
Right.
One day the curse is going to get off.
Amen.
The preacher.
Yes. Amen.
Was waiting, groaning, earnest.
Right.
Waiting for the adoption.
Right.
Waiting for the for God to rebaptize this thing with fire and clean her up.
Amen.
That's why them thorns and thistles.
Uh-huh.
I love wild blackberries.
Yeah.
That blackberry jelly is hard to beat. Just got them little bars, you know, you beat them. And they'll just beat you up. And they've got these old tame ones that they come out with, and they're that big around, that right long. But them's the sourest one thing that you never put in your mouth. The originals is the best thing. But the earth's been cursed. Man's been cursed. Hey, somebody had to redeem it.
That's right.
So Amalek had lost what his possession was in Bethlehem, Judea. Somebody left it. They were someone closer. Then Boaz.
Right. Yes. That's right.
Chance.
Look here.
Come on.
The earth was filled with men.
Amen.
But they're like that one kindred that was closer to Boaz.
Amen.
They couldn't redeem us.
That's right.
Weak men couldn't redeem us.
That's right.
That fellow said, I can't redeem or redeem what him left God. That's a mark holding and hurt.
Yep.
And Boaz said, well, all right. He took his shoe off there in the gate.
Yep.
As a witness. He said, I not only redeem what he lost, but also I'm also getting Ruth.
Yeah.
What Christ do? He redeemed man's cat and he comes right in the cross.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. That ought to make you move like something happened.
Amen.
I was a bridegroom at one time, and I'm fixing to be a bride.
Amen.
And that ain't gay and lesbian either. That's amen. God Almighty and the church and the bride.
Right.
Hello.
Amen.
Probably nobody tell somebody.
That's right, brother.
Yep. They sing that song. I may not look like much, like much to this world,
but boy, if you could just see down on the inside.
Amen. But I want to tell you what God didn't do. Some of you kind of cross your eyes at me.
Come on.
Bless God didn't say, "Peach yourself right there." God did not say that.
That's right.
That right there ain't a bit more saved than a lot of Billy go get.
That's right. No, that's right. No.
If God had saved my flesh,
yeah,
I wouldn't have to have devil work.
That's right.
God saved my flesh, my eyes would still be perfect.
Yeah.
You see that bald spot coming up, y'all? That wouldn't be there.
That's right.
I wouldn't have arthritis.
Amen.
Wouldn't be on blood pressure medicine, no cholesterol medicine. If God had saved flesh.
Yeah.
Why did he save, preacher? He saved the soul.
Amen.
When you die, there's a separation of the body and soul. The body is made up of three.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Spirit, soul, and flesh.
Yep.
So, that's what leads out. Lazarus, over there when Lazarus died, he died before the rich man did.
Yeah.
The Bible said he was carried by angels. What a Paul Bear says.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
But he didn't. Them angels didn't carry that body.
The flesh.
They didn't get flesh. They got soul out of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what God's coming back at is the soul. The flesh ain't saved. Hey, if the flesh would be saved, you wouldn't have to have a glorified body.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be a change. Christ is going to put on incorruption.
Uh-huh.
Mortals going to put on immortality.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, sir.
This flesh and blood, Paul said to Corinthians, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. This body is corrupt. Adam corrupt. I blame Adam. Adam blamed Eve.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Woman, you, women, you've been blamed all your life.
Amen.
God comes to him and said, when this, Adam said, that's war thou, Adam, you don't wear the bushes. And he said, Lord, and he said, why have you hid? Somebody tell you, now he said, that's woman you
that
hid.
Woman.
Yeah.
Lord, they've been to blame ever since.
Amen.
Thank God for my wife, don't y'all ever say that. But the Bible does go on and say, Adam wasn't in the fall of the transgression, but the woman was. But that was Adam's, but let me correct you something tonight. Adam's position was to tell her what God required.
See,
she,
right.
She wasn't informed when God said you can eat that tree.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
God gave the commandment to him.
Yes.
He formed her, took the rib out of him, formed her. It was his position as head of the house. He's his head.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. He didn't have enough boldness to tell her that, what God knew. She listened to the devil lied, he took part of the scripture, he'll just take bits and pieces.
Yeah,
that's right.
He said, the Lord knows you're not sure. I said, you're going to become his God.
Yeah.
You're going to know good and evil, what will make you glad.
Yeah.
Eat that fruit. Somebody says apple, they don't say apple. I'm what? All I know is you eat it.
Yes,
sir. And tell your dad if he eat it. Now I preached a message one time, and I'm just going to give you a thought. You can run with it, and I'm going to cut it off and quit right there. I'm not going to say no more about it. But go back and study why Adam had to do that. Adam had not been a part of the transgression.
That's right.
Mankind in him.
That's right.
It's true. Had
to study this out when you go home. Adam had to be a part of it to redeem his wife.
Yep.
Now I've got you to thinking.
Yeah.
Now I've got you to really thinking. You got your gears turning. Just go home, really get down deep and study that out. Let me get back to load the bar and the king's table. Boaz said, I'm redeeming what Elimelech lost. And I'm also redeeming, I'm taking Ruth.
That's right.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
Yes.
Thank God. I'm glad for an invitation from a king's house.
Yeah.
You remember Matthew chapter number 21?
Yeah.
The king made a marriage with his son and he invited them and told them when I send a servant, said, come on now, my family's killed. Everything's ready. They all at once and sin began to do what?
Make
excuses.
Yeah.
You hear it's not lost without God, the invitation is going to go out to you.
Yeah.
You can sit there and make all the excuses you want to, but when you stand before him, there'll be no excuse to do that.
That's right. Paul said to the Galatians, oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?
Right.
Who's hindered you that you should believe another gospel?
Right.
Satan is trying his best to keep people from being saved.
That's right. Yeah,
right. And I'm glad tonight that you become a child of the King.
That's right.
You become a royalty.
Yeah.
Best thing ever happened to me when I got saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told them the second best thing ever happened to is that woman sitting right back there.
Amen.
Right. And God gave me children I'm proud of. All of them saved. All my grandchildren saved. It's come to age accountability. Most of God called, I wouldn't have to worry about marrying one of them.
Amen.
My little granddaughter's about 5 years old, and I believe in, and she already knows more than most people does. Just sang her little heart out, and I know that when the conviction power comes, that she's going to know what it's all about to come to get saved, to become a child of the King. There's nothing like it tonight, folks, to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you've got a place reserved for you. It is. I've done got my ticket punched.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's ready. I don't have to wait till he calls.
That's right.
I know that I'm going.
Yeah.
Some, I asked somebody one time, I said, no, you're saved. So, well, I know when I get there. No, you won't.
You don't know if you'll ever get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a
no-so.
That's right.
Yes.
Very
good. First song. I can preach on tonight, but I'm scared.
The Spirit of God said, give an invitation.
Have you ever been made a child of the King? Are you royalty tonight? If you're lost, you don't have that blessed hope. You can have, you don't have to leave in that position tonight. If you could just resurrect Mephibosheth, I don't know how many years Mephibosheth lived after David brought him to his house. And I know this, I'd say as long as David was king, Mephibosheth sat at his table. It's all because of the covenant that was made. And I'll tell you what, I'll never go hungry. I'll never have a need in my life, a real need, as long as heaven ain't bankrupt. Heaven has to go bankrupt before I go hungry. That's how much of faith I've got in God. So as he sings tonight, you have a need. Come.
One night in altar was made the
what about it tonight? How many knows without a doubt that you're saved?
Amen. 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 Looks like about every hand in the house. Whatever. That's good. That's good.
May have a need tonight, folks, if you need God to take care of
you. Yeah.
Oh.
I read a statistic said there's over 30,000 farmers. And that Bible right there, cover to cover. The friends and I, there's just one promise that's left to be fulfilled.
That's right.
Jesus promised the Comforter.
Yep.
He went away in the book of Acts. And the Comforter came. Promises salvation. It's here.
That's right.
John 14:1, I read the brother quoted part of that tonight. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Do you God believe also in me in my Father's house and many mansions?
That's right, brother.
For not so I would have told you, so I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again.
Yes, sir.
Receive unto myself that where I am, there you may be also. That's the last fulfillment. Yeah. He's coming.
Yeah.
He's coming. And that place he went prepared, old John stood over on the Isle of Patmos.
Amen.
One of the greatest visions that ever man ever had. Saw the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, part of the bride of North Brother. Saw a city with 12 gates, 12 foundations. Not only did he see that, see streets of gold, walls of jasper.
Amen.
That city that when that angel had come by, measured that city, it measured that 4 square, 1,500 miles square.
That's right.
And I'm fixing to be a city boy. Never did like a city, but I'm fixing to be a city boy.
Amen.
Want to move in? Want to move in? The good thing about it is it'll dwell forever.
Yeah,
it's been a privilege this week to be in the house of God. Jerry, we appreciate you in the church for asking us to come and preach and be a part of this meeting. I've enjoyed it. It's about wore me out. I told him, I said, it just happened to land on hay week. Boy, I rode the tractor, now I'm sick of the tractor. Hot, 90 degrees, that old tractor putting off heat. I told my nephew, I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Of course, I've never run a roller. I always cut and rake and tether. It's on open cab, and he got a big cab tractor hired to do it, and he said, turn higher. Me, I turn the dust and boiling allergy are fine. But anyway, it's been worth the trip this week.
Amen.
And just pray for us if God will just help us.
Yes.
And to be faithful. We need some folks to really be faithful.
Yeah.
Be faithful to what God's called you to be.
Yeah.
Be faithful to the church. Mackie Pastor, appreciate him. Man of God, stand in the pulpit and preach the word of God. He's worth his salt.
Yes.
And don't muddle off, tread out the corn. He's worthy of his heart. So take care of him. And I appreciate Brother Dwayne. Been good preaching with him this week. And just pray for us, each one of us, God will just watch over us and keep us in the center of his will. I'm glad. Folks, I learned a long time. I can't keep this place. I can't keep Bill Durham. The more I try, the worse the mess I make. But when I surrender to him and turn it over to him, he's my keeper.
Yes.
He's my keeper.
Yeah.
So we do thank you.
Amen. Amen.